So tell me about the soft-shell turtles. I understand we have soft-shell turtles in the Lake Champlain area. I didn't even know, really, that there were soft-shell turtles.
Yeah, it does sound kind of funny. It's like a flightless bird or a legless lizard or something like that. You got these soft-shell turtles. But there are such things.
And are the shells actually soft? I mean, it's not just a, you know, I mean, they're soft. They're
not like hard. They don't have the bony, platy, scaly kind of covering that you think of with a painted turtle, let's say, or a snapping turtle or something like that. They do have a shell. It's sort of tan. It's flat. I mean, it looks like a basically like a rubbery pancake.
Is it kind of leathery? It must be fairly tough.
Yeah, it's sort of tough and leathery, but you could bend it if you pull on it a little bit. And so you think, well, gee, they must be really helpless. Like, how do they survive? And
must be a mistake.
Been around for a long time, and they're pretty common down south, not so much up north where they're really kind of struggling to survive. But they make up for some of that disadvantage, you'd say, for not having the big shell. One thing is they hide a lot down in the bottoms of streams, sometimes in lakes, down in the mud. They have a really long neck and a long, pointy, snorkely nose. I always think it looks like the nose on the Tin Man in the Wizard of Oz movie, like a little pig snout or snorkel sticking out. So they can hide down in the mud in shallow water and stick their neck way up to the surface, and then that long, pointy nose goes up and they can
really
breathe through that.
Yeah,
like a snorkel. And also, behaviorally, they're really skittish. They move really fast, and they can be really aggressive if you pick them up.
Really?
So it kind of makes up for it, even though they got this soft shell.
They move fast.
They'll attack and bite. Kind of like a lot of people are afraid of snapping turtles just because they're called snapping turtles. These will bite you too.
Wow. And they move fast.
They
Unlike
move.
What we think of as other turtles, you know.
Well, that's actually one of their problems is you could say they're, like I was saying, they're sort of skittish and they're really aware of their surroundings. And there's a problem in southern Canada and the northeastern U.S. where they do still exist but are becoming more and more rare. They used to be in the hundreds basking on logs and things in the 1800s, and now they're disappearing probably from this skittishness. And the problem seems to be that they have to lay their eggs on land like any turtle would have to do.
In a sandy kind of a place.
It's got to be a sandy beach. It's kind of like sea turtles do. So it has to have no vegetation around. They have to be completely undisturbed because if anybody walks by even just within the field of view of the turtle, it'll run back to the water and
like
hide.
Up on the road. Away from the beach, even if you're way up there?
Yeah, not even walking right near them, but just if they even see you. And even, like, there was a study in southern Canada. Some biologists were trying to figure out what the problem is. And they sat by one of these few beaches that are good enough for the soft-shell turtles to breed in. And they noticed that even if a boat was moored offshore and they could see it, they wouldn't stay on shore and dig their nest. So in some places, some of the females never even got to lay their eggs. So what was an advantage through most of their history, which dates back to the time of the dinosaurs, millions of years, now in our habitat because we're everywhere and sort of making a presence, it's really hard for them to hang on.
So they still – but they still do lay their eggs in the sandy soil. And they're on Lake Champlain. Have you ever seen one?
I've never seen one. In northern Lake Champlain, they hang around a causeway in the winter because it's kind of deep and the water doesn't freeze there and it's sheltered. And also just because of the wind and the waves and the currents, one side of the causeway loses its ice earlier in the spring. And so they kind of get a head start to hunt for fish and worms and things down on the bottom there. And then they have to go several miles to go to a favored egg-laying beach, which is a problem for them too. But normally you find them in streams and rivers.
Okay. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with Natural Sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.